Sorry, apparently I'm still tracking my ride and counting my calories, which I'm okay with that, but I realize I need my soundboard. And it just became allergy season for me, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. I took 2 allergy pills before I came here.
Oh, nice.
So
well done.
Nice and clear. So.
I should have done that.
Yeah. They're good, the allergy meds. You got to find the right one, but... I grew up in Eugene near all the industrial grass seed farms.
So you must be like super immune, right? Or
no, I had terrible allergies vulnerable. As a teenager and everything, and it's way better everywhere else. You know, I'm down to like 1 to 2 allergy medications instead of 5 at a time. You know,
so yeah,
that was an adventure when I was younger.
Yeah, do you have a lot. preferred method of keeping the allergens away?
I'm just down to taking a couple of daily antihistamines.
So okay,
one so from like my doc Benadryl and one over the counter. Yeah, well, no, not Benadryl. They're that makes me pretty drowsy actually. But
okay,
yeah. So the ones that I got are better, like daytime ones.
Nice.
Yeah,
It's good to have options.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, dude, that was the. I love that. This soundboard. If you press it like more than one time, you can get like. You just play everything at once if you wanted to.
That's exciting.
Isn't it? The wacky DJ inside of me wants to go nuts immediately.
Phones are amazing these days.
They are. Yeah. Kids and their phones, their hip-hop. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Unless you got anything else that you needed to do before we start.
We could talk more about allergy meds if we want. We should probably get that out of the way before we record anything.
Okay, so I am curious. Do you put any stock in the whole local honey remedy?
I don't know. I like to eat honey, so it's just another excuse. But like,
right.
I ate honey when I was a kid, and I still had allergies. So
okay.
I don't know. Mixed results myself.
Was it local honey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was like from somebody around Eugene or something. So it was from there. And you know, now I eat honey. Actually, my wife's family has a farm down in Dexter, and they have some beehives and fruit trees and stuff. And so they've got some delicious honey that we're eating, and it was free. So
nice.
That makes it even better.
That's yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The local honey thing? Because like if you buy just like the honey bear or whatever, it's like...
Pollen from somewhere else, right, is the idea. And so like if you have pollen from here, your body gets used to it or something. Is that the theory?
I thought
that's the theory.
Okay.
Yeah, that basically like you can kind of wean yourself off of being allergic to the things that float around in the air.
Yeah.
If you eat the stuff that they're encased in.
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of like a Jurassic Park of the nasal system or something.
I mean, where's the harm in it? Just give it a
right.
shot. Eat some honey.
Yeah.
Nothing bad will happen.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I put any stock in it, but I'm not against it.
Well, I wouldn't buy honey just for that.
Okay. So not...
No, I'd buy honey because it's delicious.
Because it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy honey just to get rid of my allergies, which I don't have anyways. So
you shut up.
This is only for allergy nerds. You're not allowed to weigh in.
Oh, here's another question about allergies. Are you a handkerchief man or a tiny pack of Kleenex man? Or
Oh, I think this should be on the air.
I think I'm gonna do this as an extra bonus
okay.
segment.
Oh, are we actually recording this?
I'm recording
it. Oh, this is fantastic. I've actually recently converted to handkerchiefs.
Really?
I don't know if it's because I turned 30 and got some gray hairs and just decided it was time to become an old man, like out now. But it just feels better. Like the paper tissue just tears up my nose when I'm really sick or when I'm blowing my nose a lot. So
right.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency, like if I'm hanging around the house, I will go for the toilet tissue because it's there, and I don't want to like sully a handkerchief that I have to carry out in public later. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
already in your pocket, possibly.
No, it's over here on the desk.
Oh,
by the
way, I'm just saying, like you go all the way to the bathroom to get the toilet paper versus like just reaching into your pocket.
Sometimes,
yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Or more likely, I have a handkerchief that I have already used up.
Oh, okay.
And then so I'll leave that in the laundry hamper, and then I'm like between handkerchiefs because I haven't like grabbed one to put in my pocket again yet. There's a simple solution to that, but I haven't.
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's not like you can just go and find another handkerchief in your drawer.
No.
That would be too easy. So, yeah, anyways.
If only.
The paper, the paper tearing up the nose. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. And I have a fair amount of nasal drip, so it's.
Yeah, and I was just throwing away a ton of tissue, too, when
right.
I was using that, and I just felt kind of bad about it. And I'm lazy, and I don't want to go to the store and buy more tissue.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I don't have allergies. We've already, you know, discussed that. But I still get colds, and
yeah.
I can't stand handkerchiefs.
Oh.
Handkerchiefs actually like ruin my nose faster than paper.
Really?
Interesting. Huh. And there is a great distinction between like this one, for example. This is a monogrammed handkerchief from my grandfather.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
it has our last name's first letter on it, which is what a monogram is.
Right.
But it's textured in such a way that it's actually not that comfortable. I have much cheaper handkerchiefs that after a couple washings have softened up to amazing quality.
This is probably comes off wrong, but a well-worn handkerchief is really like where it's at. It's nice and soft. It's been worn in. You know, you wash it 1,000 times, and it's nice.
Yeah. I know the principal objection is that you're carrying this stuff around with you, like, you know, it used to
your
be
body
in your nose.
Is ejecting it, and you're putting it in your pocket.
Yeah,
whatever. It's still in your body too. Like it's your own brand. Like it's not foreign. Like it's nothing new.
So to bring this around to bicycles, let me just say that I've spent a lot of time on rides.
Yeah,
recently.
What's this show about?
Oh, it's about rain barrels.
Okay.
But to bring it around to rain barrels, whenever I'm standing over, no, just kidding.
Yeah.
On bike rides on long ones, for whatever reason, I didn't used to do this. Maybe I thought it was gross, and I still kind of think it's gross, but I have learned that it's easier than fishing for a handkerchief oftentimes. Like if I have...
What do you do, though, on the ride with the tissue when you're done? You're just carrying it with you anyway, right?
So that's what I'm about to address. Yeah. When I'm riding, and I have a snootful of something, I do the traditional rocket where you plug up one nostril.
Oh. I can never do that.
I
can
get
never
it
do
all
that.
Over my self. It's embarrassing.
I don't even like get it on myself. It just sort of just dribbles down like into my mouth.
Yeah,
or
it's not good. Yeah.
Right.
I have to stop, get off my bike. I can't even do it in like the cross or the whatever the cyclocross way of jumping off is. I have to like stop, put my kickstand down, get my handkerchief out.
You're a kickstand.
Like I'm an old man.
Blower.
Yeah, definitely. Need two hands. Really get my back into it.
I would like to see a cyclocross rider get off his bike, keep running, and blow his nose as he does that, and then gets back on.
Yeah.
Or her nose.
Yeah.
Or her nose.
Anyone can do this.
Noses are not limited to gender.
No, it's not a binary thing.
Yeah. I think, but no, I've found that there are certain days and there are certain, this is where it becomes almost distasteful. I'm trying to like talk gingerly about this, but.
Do you remember what I talked about last week?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are various levels of congestion and various consistencies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of nasal product.
Yeah.
And
mucus. It's mucus.
In various forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And so there are times when I know that I can just like lean off the bike, plug one nostril, you know, and like blow everything out the other. And there are other times when I attempt that and it doesn't go so well.
Right.
And this is why I need to wash my bike gloves.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the bike gloves, they have that little like Terry Cloth.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's
right?
Terrific.
That's exactly what
the person
that's
who
for.
Invented that is just a blessed soul.
Yeah.
It is terrific, but that's why like you know mine's it fills up and then you know you still need so anyways. And we're done.
This is terrific.
I get
this
nervous.
Is great
and we're done. Oh yeah, do you want to open the blinds a bit? We can just like look out.
Then the sun comes in and it gets.
But it's not. It's kind of past its apex, right? Or something. Okay, let's start this thing. Yeah, we're all warmed up on snot talk. It's great.
Yeah.